All right, you guys all still there?
Yeah.
All right. All right, guys, we're going to get started now. Had a very good week today. I hope everybody had a good week and a good weekend. We're coming down to the end of the weekend now, you know, watching a little bit of playoff basketball. One thing I want to stress to you guys right off the bat is this. If you haven't already, which I'm sure you have, go up when we're done with the call and hug and kiss your mothers and happy Mother's Day. Or if you're not there, call them, wish them a happy Mother's Day. Appreciate what you guys have with your families, okay? It's very important. It's a very important part to what you guys are trying to accomplish. When you have your family that's behind you, you have no idea how important it is, all right? So that's ultimately number one. So as soon as we go up this call, even if you already did, go up there and hug them again and kiss them again. I'm telling you, believe me when I tell you, your family is always going to be there for you, all right? Now, this week was a little bit of a challenge for me personally. I had some stuff going on. I had some good stuff and some bad stuff. You know, always look at the good stuff that happens and you try and build on that, all right? So whenever bad things happen, there's a word that they use, all right? And that word is called adversity. Now, I'm sure you guys have heard the word adversity before, but didn't really understand it or didn't really kind of dig into what it really means. Adversity is pretty much anything that happens to you that you don't want to happen. You know, everybody loves what they call surprises. Now, you guys, if you're on mute, you're not able to answer, but when someone says to you, do you like surprises? What do you say? Yeah, I like surprises. But in essence, that's really not the truth. You don't like surprises. Well, let me rephrase. You like surprises, but you don't like the ones that you don't want. And that's what they call problems. Okay, problems, you change the word from problem to challenge. Okay, that's the difference of a mindset of what you're trying to go after. Everything that that happens to you that you don't want to happen is what you call a problem. Now, you can look at it in one of two ways. You can just say, yeah, you know what, whatever. I don't want to deal with it, what have you. And that's what they call a quitter. You just, when resistance is put up against you and you quit, that's what the failure is, okay? Now, it's okay if you get knocked down. It's okay if you fall down, but it's a matter of getting back up. You can fall down. There's an old Chinese proverb. It says, fall down 7 times, get up 8. In other words, if you fall down, just get back up. You know, another speaker that I listened to by the name of Les Brown, and he said, he always tells people, if you fall down, try and land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. And that's pretty powerful if you really just understand what he's saying. But life is about adversity. Most of your life is going to be adversity. You know, I was watching a thing recently on HBO, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. It's a show that they interview people and they talk about different sports things. Around the country now, they're trying to get rid of dodgeball. They're having a revolution to try and get rid of dodgeball because it's too violent. Okay? Now, dodgeball, when I was growing up, it's a great game. It's fun. It teaches you a lot of things. Whatever. Now, they're trying to get rid of that, and they're also trying to get rid of competitive sports in schools. So nobody feels like they lose. That's what the message that they're sending is. They don't want children of all ages to feel like they're going to lose, that they've lost. Now, let me explain something to you guys right off the bat, and get used to it. Life is about losing. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You will lose. Okay? But it's not about if you're going to lose. It's what you do after you lose. Okay? Losing, you know, if you guys watch baseball, a Major League Baseball player, if he has an average of 300, he's considered an all-star. And he's the possibility of a Hall of Famer. But now look at it from the other end. He's failed 70% of the time. Every 10 times he stepped up to the plate, he failed. But it's not about that. It's about doing as much as you can, the best that you can. It's not about failure and making it a permanent thing. It's a temporary thing. In basketball, a guy who shoots, what, 45%, 50% from the field is an all-star. That means half the time they failed. All right, so this isn't about you doing everything perfect. You heard the expression, I'm sure you've heard it, and all coaches and all teachers say the same thing. Practice makes perfect, right? Well, I want you guys to do me a favor. Get that statement out of your head. Practice does not make perfect. You know why? There's no such thing as perfect. If perfect is for some people who are trying to achieve, and they're trying to have every single thing right. They're the people that won't start practicing or won't start doing everything they need to do until everything is right. It's never going to be right. Everything, you know how they the expression, I want to have all my ducks in a row? It never happens. I'm 35 years old, and it's never went the way I wanted to every single step of the way. It didn't happen, and it never will. The sooner you come to grips with that, the better off you're going to be. You're going to lose, so you have to come to grips with that fact. Okay? That's just the way it is. That's like saying, okay, tomorrow I'm not going to be a day older. I'm just not going to be a day older. Well, yes, you are. It's going to happen, so you can either embrace it, or you can say, you know what, I'm just going to fight it, and then you're fighting a fight you cannot win. Okay? So that's the biggest thing with adversity, is people just try constantly to get away from pain and not lose. You're going to lose. You're going to fall down. Basketball, you're going to miss shots, okay? That's another newsflash. You're going to miss shots. Now, how you react after you miss the shot is what's going to make you. Not the shot you missed, because you're going to miss shots. Michael Jordan, you think he ever missed a shot in the clutch? He's missed. I have a poster right now on my wall, all right? And I'm going to read it to you. It's a picture of Michael Jordan, and it has different pictures of what he's done, and it says, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. And that sums up the whole point of adversity. It's not what you do every time. You taking a shot in the clutch and missing isn't about you choking. You're taking the shot, you're having the guts to go out there and take the shot. But when you miss, and you will, what do? Do you droop your shoulders, or you keep your head high, knowing that you can make the next one, and going out there with that posture, okay? The last few weeks, we've talked about posture. We've talked about self-esteem. We've talked about making things from should into must. All these things come together. So you have to just come to the grips that you're going to fail, you're going to lose, but it's about how you respond to it. Now there's a word out there that people think that self or speakers do, and they say that they're a motivational speaker. Now, no one can motivate you, okay? That's not what I do. That's not what any of these speakers do. We don't motivate you. All I do is I bring to you what you already know. Everything I'm telling you, you already know on some level, either consciously or subconsciously, you know. But most people don't tap into that because they don't know how to, number one, or they just don't want to. Okay, now the people that you don't want to, there's not really a way to help them. But the people who want to, like myself, I've been studying this kind of information, like these calls, I've been listening to these kinds of calls for years. I've went to seminars where I've walked on 2,000 degree, burning, hot coals, barefoot, and I did not get burned. It's just a matter of what you're doing and how you're doing it, okay? So the point I'm making to you guys is motivation is one thing, okay? But the thing is, okay, you have to understand that with motivation, it only gets you so far. Because what happens is when you get motivated and you get excited about something, okay, you get excited and you set your goals. And I'm going to be the NBA player. I'm going to be a WNBA player. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you get excited and you're happy, right? And that's in that state, okay? And state of mind is another thing we're going to get to in another week. Okay, but that's a state of mind that you put yourself in. You put yourself and your body in a state, okay, and it's exciting, and you're ready to go, and you make your goals. Now, what happens when that mood is gone? What happens when you've just set that goal up, and then all of a sudden, now you're not in that same state of mind now? Now you actually got to go to the gym and practice and shoot your 400 or 500 shots a day. You might not want to do it, okay? But the first part of that word, motivation, is what I like to focus on. I'm going to show you how a change in the word, the way you view a word, changes everything. The first part of that word is what? Motive, right? You've heard that word motive before, all right? When someone is committing a crime, right? What's the first thing that you need, the first thing that, you know, someone who's trying to put somebody in jail, what is the first thing that they need in order for them to go forward a case? Or even not to go forward in the case, but to build their case. They need a motive, and the word motive means a reason. Why did you do something? What's the reason? What made you get up and go shoot 400 shots? Or what made you go up to the kitchen and eat a whole bowl of ice cream when you're trying to lose weight. All right, so it's a matter of what your motive is, what's pushing you, what's making you go. And that all stems from all the stuff we've talked about already. The mindset, what you're putting into your head, how you're approaching things, all these things together. Now, the part of the other part of the word, instead of motivation, I like the word motive action, okay? Because the motivation only gets you so far. But when you take actions towards what you're trying to accomplish, that is what's going to get you to the next level. You know, when you decided to do something, okay, and again, a decision is when you cut off, you make a committed decision. You cut off every other possibility. You commit yourself. You've done what you said you're going to do, and you're going to do it no matter what, right? We make it from a should to a must, okay? So you make that decision. Now, what are you going to do to make that decision work? So if you decide that you want to go to the pros, or you decide that you want to, you know, become the captain of your team, or you want to be, you know, the best defender on your team, what are the actions that you need to take in order to get there? No one's going to give you anything. Your coach isn't just going to come out and go, hey, you're a captain, or a scout is not just going to come out and go, hey, guess what? You're on our team. It's not going to happen. You know, Kyle's on the phone tonight. He's out there busting his butt in L.A. to go to the pros, and he'll get there. But I'll tell you right now, the things he's doing, a lot of players aren't doing. I would say 95% of them aren't doing. He could be doing a lot of things right now, but he's on this call because he understands the power of the mind. You guys, you have to understand that if you, all pressure is created in your mind, everything. So if you're not doing anything, then what are you going to do? If you're not doing the things you're supposed to do, and you're making things into a must, then what's going to happen? And the whole point, what I'm trying to make to you guys, you have to make the right decisions. You have to make the right decisions. I mean, that's the best word. I'm trying to give you guys another word, but that, when it comes down to it, the word decision is the ultimate word that you can use, because that's what makes or breaks you. You know, you every day you make a decision. Decision to do one thing. Even the decisions that you don't make are what make and break you. If you're making a decision right now, so say you're laying in bed, like this morning, perfect example. I told you guys, I hurt my back really badly. Now this morning, my back honestly wasn't very good. I would have probably done better laying in bed all day. But you know what? I made a commitment. I made a decision that this program that I started with you guys as far as the speed, agility, and quickness, okay? But I was there. Why? Because I made a commitment and I had to be there. Did it feel good? No. Did it hurt? Yeah. But I had the guys help me out, you know, whoever was there, whatever we could do, and we got through it, and we had a good workout. So when you're making that decision, you have to understand you're making it for... So the motive is the reason why you're making it, and then the action is the action that you're going to do it. Now, the difference between making a correct action and an incorrect action are very, very important, all right? When, you know, if you're trying to, you know, practice your jump shot, say, for example, you decide you're going to be the best jump shooter in the world, and now you're going to go out and you're going to shoot 1,000 shots. Now, if you're shooting 1,000 shots from half court with bad form and bad footwork, landing bad, twisting your feet, doing all the things that you know you're not supposed to do, regardless how many shots you take, it's not going to happen because you're not taking the proper steps. You're not taking the proper actions. And that's the biggest part of it, guys. You have to understand it's not just about action, but it's about taking action in the right way. All right? Now, I know it's Sunday night. It's Mother's Day. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to cut this call short. I'm going to ask you guys right now, if you want to hit *6, anybody have any questions, any comments you guys want to say, feel free, you know, so the lines are open for you guys if you want to say anything. All right? So, all right, guys, last call. Anyone need anything? All right, now listen, real quick, I'm going to be sending out an email to all you guys. I have your emails. I'm switching my email address, okay? If you guys have a pen, it's going to be my name, Anthony, and then it's going to be at AnthonyMDrago.com, okay? I'm in the process of starting my own website for everything. Okay, so what I want you to do is, if you can, write that email address down, all right? And also, my cell phone number is 917-627-8897. All right, so I want to thank you guys. And again, go hug and kiss your mothers if they're there, or call them if you're not there. Wish them a happy Mother's Day, and appreciate your families as much as you can. All right, guys, have any questions at all? All right, guys, I'm going to end the call. You have a great night, okay?
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.